let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go batshit cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista, and this is Breaking Bad News. It's always better to do like when you go to a haunted house. You want to do it with a bunch of people. With the bigger the group, the less worrisome it is. And that's why we started Breaking Bad News, because we're all in this together.
Yes, we'll cry and scream with each
together.
Other.
Mm. In fact, we'll do that this morning together with Allie. Good morning, Allie.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, thanks
morning.
For calling and being on our show and doing Breaking Bad News. Now, obviously, you're going to break some bad news to somebody, so it's not that great. But we're going to try to help you here.
Thanks.
Who are you breaking bad news to first?
It's my coworker, Vanessa.
All right, so what are you going to be telling Vanessa today? What's going on in your world here?
Well, I'm really upset because last week she asked me, she said, "Oh, I love your perfume. What is it?" And I told her, and then she basically went out and bought it. And she's been wearing it, and she basically stole my smell. I mean, like, even we went out to this bar the other night, and then like two guys gave her a compliment on it, and she was just like, "Oh, thanks." And it's just she's such a bitch.
You know what's so funny? You girls are so possessive. Like, if you have the same outfit or the same look or the same stylist, go nuts with that.
My whole thing is that if, for example, she just happened to have picked the same perfume as that, like, if she was already wearing it, or if, like, you know, someone gave it to her as a gift, or, like, I never told her, and then I smelled it, and I was like, "Oh, you're wearing the same perfume." Then I'd be like, "Oh, we're twins."
I could see that.
Especially if she's taking the dudes and they're like, you know, "I love that smell, you know, of your perfume."
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to actually mute our phone lines, Allie. So we're going to dial the number for you. We'll mute our phone lines. So only you'll be able to hear us. Vanessa will not be able to hear us right away. And then we'll let you break the bad news. And if it gets, you know, whatever, when we come in at the end, we'll try to, you know, smooth everything over and get you guys back out on the same wavelength. Okay.
All right. Good.
Here we go, dialing for Allie to Vanessa for Breaking Bad News.
Hello? Hey, I wanted to just let you know that I've been kind of upset at you because you stole my perfume, and I really think that you should stop wearing it.
Well, right out of the box with that.
I asked you. You told me what it was.
Yeah, but you didn't say, like, "Hey, that's a great perfume. Would you mind if I also got the same?" Or, like, you didn't say anything. It's just, like, you went behind my back and got it.
I don't know. I feel like this is really childish. I asked you what it was, and I feel like that's pretty obvious that I'm going to go get it. And it's just a perfume.
No, that's not just a perfume. That's the perfume that I've been wearing since high school. That's my perfume. I love it. And, you know, I thought you wanted to ask me what it was because you really liked it on me and you were trying to compliment me. But instead, you just went out and got it for yourself. And the other night we were at the bar and, you know, like, two different guys gave you a compliment and you didn't even say something like, "Oh, thanks, Allie recommended it to me," or anything like that. You were just like,
"Why would I say that? They don't care."
I don't care if they don't care. I mean, it's bad enough that you didn't even get my permission, you know, as polite. If someone was, like, actually a good person, then they would ask their coworker, ask their friend, "Hey, would you mind if I, you know, got the same dress or if I got the same perfume?" Or, you know, it's just common courtesy. Instead, it does feel like you're the one who is childish, just like in high school. And, you know, if you just went out and started copying every little thing about someone, starting with
Allie,
their perfume.
Allie, I feel like you're kind of overreacting. Honestly, I think this is ridiculous. There's no way I'm going to ask you permission to smell a certain way, especially when I'm getting laid because of it.
Oh,
so
my God.
I really think I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings, but sweetheart, you got to let it go.
Hey, Vanessa. This is Marco and Krista. We're on 93.1 Jams. radio station live here in Madison. How are you this morning?
I'm okay. Yeah.
So we have Allie with us. We have a segment called Breaking Bad News, and she obviously just called to break the bad news that you stole her perfume. She's upset about it. Obviously, you think it's a little out there to be upset about that.
I think this feels pretty immature,
yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah. I guess my question is, like, how do you take, I mean, you, obviously you laughed and stuff, so you don't even consider her feelings, or does this just seem way, way out there for you?
I of course consider her feelings. I'm not an awful person.
Oh,
BS. Like
you said.
Okay. Let the girl talk.
Oh.
I feel like I was just transported back in time and I'm like in ninth grade. I don't understand why this is a thing. I'm just, this is ridiculous.
You know, I've gone to like Bath and Body many times with my girlfriends. We end up getting the same scents, and you know, I think it should be fine. I mean, obviously they smell differently because your pheromones, you know, are different, and you know, whoever these guys are hitting on, you know, you differently.
Yeah, listen,
that's just,
I want to know what this
differently
magical perfume is that's getting you guys like, really speaking
it's getting the one late, not the other.
I know. Well, I mean, goodness.
No, I wasn't wearing it that night.
Oh,
trust me, I've gotten laid plenty from that.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean
okay.
it like that.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
No, I mean, no, I get it because I did that too. Like Bath and Body Works, like drug shop. Like, I'm totally fine if Vanessa had come with me and like we got the same perfume while we were shopping together. That would have been fine. That would have been like friends, buddy, buddy. But instead, it's just like some girl in high school asking some other girl she doesn't really know or is friends with, and then copying her dress.
Obviously, it's struck a chord with you, struck a nerve, and it's not getting. So maybe you guys should just sit back and talk about it at work today when you get both guys get there. Maybe you guys can come to some resolution.
Maybe we don't wear it on the same days. Make a schedule.
Do you know what's crazy to me, though, is that you are freaking out about me wearing it. A knockoff Gucci brand, and now you're on the radio talking about it. So more women are going to be wearing this now.
You got the knockoff version?
It's from CVS.
That's actually not the brand that I told you about. You must have gotten the knockoff at CVS of the actual perfume.
Huh. All right, see, so look at this. I guess it worked out. She doesn't even have the same perfume as you.
Well, I guess this is me then. There you go.
All right.
All right, you go ahead and keep wearing your CVS perfume.
That's awesome.